Okay, well, this is I think about what we expected. Hard fought game. Texans are a good football team. They played hard. Obviously, it went right down to the wire. They're solid in all three phases of the game. Just came down to a couple plays, and once again, I'm proud of our guys for making the plays they needed to make. We got good contributions from all three units. Obviously, the offense put a lot of points on the board, and that was important. We got the stops that we needed at the end defensively. And, a couple big kicks from Steve, Ryan, and those units, the punt unit, the field goal unit, coming through key situations there to so that we could execute those plays. So, again, certainly a lot of things we can need to work on, need to do better. But, overall proud of the team for the way they hung in there and made the plays they need to make at the end. And hopefully we can just, build on that. Do a better job earlier in the game, Just keep digging ourselves in a hole here. We gotta try to do a better job here when we get started instead of, leaving it all in the second half. But it was a good offensive performance against a good defense to put up whatever it was, 24 points in the second half.
Coach, can you put your finger on what's going on in the first half that they come out in the second half?
We're not playing well enough. We're not coaching well enough. We're not playing well enough. Yeah, that's sir. We're not doing a good enough job in any area. I mean, for opening kickoff, from the, defense to the offense, none of it's good enough. So you got to do a better job of coaching, got to do a better job preparing, and do a better job executing.
How much of it is adjustments you make at halftime, and how much of it is just executing
that? I don't know.
Did you make significant adjustments?
We always make adjustments, sure. Every game, we always make adjustments, sure. I mean, you prepare for a game, and then you see how it unfolds, and then you make adjustments during the game, make adjustments after the first series.
You just talk a little bit about that unit, Steven Gostkowski and Ryan. I mean, those kicks they made today were 53-yarders. They weren't sure.
No, they sure weren't, yeah. And the first one was, 56, 7, whatever it was. That was a good operation by those guys. They've been consistent all year, and our field goal team has been consistent protection-wise. We've done a good job. Haven't had a lot of close calls on the rushes, but their timing and execution was on, and it needed to be because those were, like you said, those are hard kicks.
Given the way Houston was moving the ball, that was, I would think, not an easy decision. It showed a lot of confidence in Steven to let him try those, given what the field position swing would have been.
We have confidence in Steve. We have confidence in that whole unit. We tried one in the first half from 50, whatever it was, 7-8. It's probably a bad decision on my part. We've been better off punting that ball, but just on the distance, that was a tough kick. But he hit it good. He gave it a shot. But we have confidence when we sent him out there. So, and he's come through, really all year for us.
What do you think of Keenum?
They played well. They were well balanced. They ran the ball. They threw it. He's an athletic guy back there. Made some good throws. Scored 31 points. They obviously, gave us trouble. In the red area especially. Knocked all those in for touchdowns, except for one. But, they did a good job. Run the ball. He did a good job throwing it.
Did they just play that much better? Obviously, they struggled last week against Jacksonville. And they were pretty good today.
They're a good football team. I don't care what their record is. They got good players. They're well coached. They got a good football team. So I've said that all week, and it's just basically the same team we saw last year. They had a great record last year, and they've added some guys, obviously like Hopkins and Swearinger and the inside linebackers and all that. But they got a good they got a good football team. They've been in. Every game's been close. They've been in the last six, seven games. They've all come down, kind of like this one did. Right to the end. So.
It was a surprise to us because he wasn't on the injury report all week. Stephen Ridley came up inactive today. Was there any reason why?
Yeah, because there was 46 other players active ahead of him.
How much does it concern you that you've been behind at halftime for the last five, and I think by double digits in three of those four games?
Yeah, no, it's not the way we want to play. So hopefully I can find a way to coach better than what I've done, see if we can find a way to get ahead.
Along those lines, the third quarter, the last 2 weeks, a lot of points, a lot of production. Is that halftime adjustments? Tom just feeling more comfortable after halftime? What do you attribute that to?
Just doing a better job. We haven't, reinvented the game. We've just basically done the same thing the second half we've done the first half. We've just done it better. We had some good matchups in the second half. That Josh did a good job of you know, matching our personnel groups and formations up. We got some good matchups out there, and Tom and the receivers were able to take advantage of them, and we were able to, you know, keep them honest somewhat in the running game. So, you know, those guys did a good job. I mean, that's a good defensive unit, real good.
Really starting to feel the impact of Robert Kowski with the offense too.
When we get a good matchup with him, then, you know, Tom has a lot of confidence in going to him. If it's not, then, you know, we'll go to other guys. So we've got kind of good production from everybody offensively, our receivers, our tight ends, and our backs. So we've got to continue to do that.
You snap the road losing streak. Is that, how big a plus is that?
It's a big plus. We got to find a way to win on the road. And, you know, fortunately, this week we did it. In the last three, we were kind of in a similar situation to this, and didn't do it. So, like I said, we got, you know, a couple of big stops defensively, got a couple of big drives offensively when we needed them at the end, and we got a couple of big kicks. And so those are good.
Particularly the veteran quarterback, why is it that big a difference playing on the road as compared to home?
I don't know.
Was there any thought to going for it on 4th and 2, or is just you have so much confidence in your kicker that you wanted to kick it?
Those points gave us the lead. So, I mean, I don't think you want to pass up an opportunity to, you know, take a lead in a game like that, in a tight game like that. So, you know, and Steve made it look like a good decision. So.
But James Devlin, he touched the ball for the first time ever. He made some nice plays.
Yeah, ran hard. Yeah, James is a tough kid. You know, he's been dependable for us all year, you know, in the roles that we've asked him to perform. I mean, obviously he's not, you know, out there on every play, but, you know, whether it's been in the kicking game or offensively, you know, he does a lot of the dirty work, blocking, you know, has some, you know, tough blocks, tough assignments. You know, he gets his hands dirty, but he does a good job at that. You know, he's a tough, competitive guy. He's got good playing strength, and, you know, he's not afraid to stick his nose in there. You need a few guys like that. You know. I don't think we played, you know, the way we need to play in any area of the team, so there's plenty of room for improvement, no doubt about that. From kickoff coverage to, you know, defensively giving up long drives, not playing well in the red area, to offensively not being able to really do much in the first half. You know, just plenty of things we need to work on. Go back to work on those this week.
I know you were raving about Case Keenum all week. What do you think of the way he played today?
Thought their whole team played well. You know, he was very competitive. Made some good throws. You know, was elusive in the pocket. You know, had trouble getting to him a few times. Managed the game well, you know, so thought he did a good job. I mean, the interception was on him. He got hit as he threw it, right? It really wasn't an inaccurate throw. Just got hit. So, you know, as he's usually done since he's been in there, he hasn't given the defense many opportunities to get their hands on the ball, and has managed the team well. You know, they got some good receivers, that, you know, Hopkins and obviously Johnson, and, you know, Martin, those immense, you know, it's a good group. Okay. Great. Thank you.